We are in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. We're up to Sif Beis. Noshim Chayoves Pekiddush. Afal Pi Shu Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Pirush Mitzvah Saseh Atluya Bezman. Even though women are potter from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, and Kiddush is a mitzvah that is time bound, nevertheless, the halach is that women are chayiv. Why is that? The iskash zocher l'shomer. Because in the first luchas it says zocher, the second it says shomer, to let us know that they are equal. So from there we say, v'hani nashi hol v'snau b'shmira, since they have a chayiv of being shomer Shabbos. Because lo saseh is applied to men and women equally, isnau b'shira. Therefore, they must also be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush of zocher. Umotzios es anoshim, they can be motzi men as well. Hoel v'chayavus min haTorah kamosam, since they are chayav midoraisa like men. So this was the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that women are chayav. Now, what about a cotton? A cotton is only chayav midorabanan, so a cotton cannot be motzi a woman. What happens if the woman davened already? Lefi the Magen Avraham, she's now a derabanan. The child, though, if he davened, is a double derabanan. And it's a machlokas rishonim if a double derabanan could be motzi a single derabanan. What happens if she davened and he didn't daven, then pashas, he could be motzi her. Now, what happens if she doesn't know how to make kiddush and all she has is a child who's a gotten? So she should say along with him. Except here, the Mishnah Berurah brings a tshuva from Kiva Eger that she cannot be yotze the din of al hakos unless she has her own kos. Now further, what happens if she daven mariv? And the boy also daven mariv, except that he's just barely 13, and you don't know if he's physically mature. The halacha is that there you can be mekel. Further, the Mishnah Berurah brings in El Yerabah that two men should not say kiddush simultaneously because trei koli lo mishtami. They're not going to hear. People are not going to hear one another. Now, if he's talking about being motzi a third person, that would make a lot of sense. If we're talking about the person himself, where does it say really that if someone else is talking at the same time you are, that you don't pay attention to yourself? It could be the trei koli lo mishtamoy is only with hearing someone else. So it may be that this El Yerab is only when you're being motzi people, not when you're making kiddush for yourself. Now, even though the Mechaber says b'mefurish that a woman could be motzi a man, she should not do it l'chatchila. It's not right. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that a woman that made kiddush already can make kiddush for someone else afterwards because this is a birkas hamitzvahs. And in birkas hamitzvahs we hold afal pi sheyotza motzi. Even though you were yotza already, you could be motzi somebody else. Now this really opens up a whole sugya that the Mishnah Berurah alludes to in the Shaar HaTziyun. And it really should be addressed. There's a Dugal Mervava who brings a Shitas HaRosh that women are not included in Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, that there's no Arevus for women. What's the difference? Says the Dagal Mervav, that Gemara that tells us that when it comes to a Birkas HaMitzvahs, even though you were Yotza already, if someone else is doing the mitzvah, you can make a bracha for him. That is based on Kol Yisrael Arevim. Meaning, so long as another Jew didn't fulfill his mitzvah, there's a lack of shleimus of my mitzvah. Therefore, they can be motzi someone else and make a bracha on it. The reason they can be motzi with the bracha is because if you're chayiv, then I'm still chayiv. So I can say Asher Kedushalem Mitzvah also because I'm chayiv in your mitzvah. I'm chayiv to see to it that you're mekayim your mitzvah. Says the Dagal Mervava, a woman, where according to the Rosh does not have a din of arvus, Memela, if she was yotze already, she could not be motzi somebody else. That's his chiddush. Not only that, but he goes further. And he says that if a man was already yotza the chiyav of kiddush in davening, and now he's only being yotza the drabanan of kiddush from Makam Suda, the wife did not yet daven in such a case, so she needs a daraisa. We won't say Yotza Motzi on him. He doesn't have arvos for her either. We don't say Kol Yisrael or even Zelazeh of men having women having arvos for women. Therefore, if he was Yotza already, the Daraisa, he cannot be Motzi her in the Daraisa. This is the Dagal Mervava. And based on this Dagal Mervava, it is the minig of many women who don't normally daven Maariv because they're not really chayev to. Friday night, they'll daven Maariv. This way, when it comes to Kiddush, they're holding in the same place as their husbands. Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues with him. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that any mitzvah that a woman is chayev in, there's also arvis on that as well. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Brura, seems to favor Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he holds that you can be motzi your wife even if she didn't daven and you did. Furthermore, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that by saying Good Shabbos, Shavse Tova, you could be Yotze the Doraisa too. Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to taina that even according to the Dagal Mervava, if when you come home your wife says Good Shabbos, you could be motzi her because now you're both Dirabonans. The Mishnah Brura has a hard time with that because the Lashon of the Rambam is that you have to make sure to be maskir Shabbos and Kedusha. So in the bracha we say Mekadesh Shabbos. When you say Good Shabbos, you're not saying anything about Kedusha. So he leaves that as a tzarechian. So halacha l'maisa. Even though there's a machlokis, and as a result of it, you cannot, as a result of it, you should not lechatchila have a man that was yotza already be motzi a woman that wasn't yotza yet. And however, b'dieved, the Mishnah Brura really holds that the Ikar HaDin is like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There is arvus, and you can be motzi a woman even though she's not chayiv.